Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Dalet. Bayashech Atzatzai Benesarim Ibirios. If a house was partitioned with wooden planks or with curtains, min hatzdadim, whether it was partitioned horizontally from wall to wall, or min hakaris, or vertically from floor to ceiling. Tumah ba'bayis, if there's tumah in the main part of the house, then kelim shebechatzatz, the kelim which are in the partitioned part of the house, dehayrim, they're going to be tahar, because that mechitza, that partition which was put up, whether from wooden planks or from curtains, would be chaytzeitz, would make a partition in front to stop the tumah from transferring to that other part of the house. Tumah bechatzatz. However, if there's tumah in the partitioned part of the house, then kelim shebebayis, the kelim which are in the main part of the house, tumeyim, are going to be tumei. The reason is because an ohel which is made in a temporary fashion, for example, by planks or by curtains, is considered an ohel aroy, a temporary ohel, relative to the house. So it's true that this temporary ohel will prevent tumah from going into that area, but it's not going to prevent tumah from leaving that area. And another way to look at it is with the principle of seif ha-tumah latzeis, that since the tumah has to leave that temporary area to go into the main area, therefore that cancels the status of the temporary mechitza. Kelim shebechatzatz, if there's kelim in the partitioned part, the non-main part of the house, and is also tumah in the same partitioned area. Im yesham pesach tefach, if it has a shear of a tefach, by the height of a tefach, tumeyim, the kelim would be tamei, because now we have an ohel, which spreads the tumah. V'yam lav, however, if there is not in the partitioned part the space of a tefach, by a tefach, by a tefach, tahirim, the other kelim will be tahar, because it's tumah ritzutza, and it's baikas ve'oile, baikas v'yaredas, the tumah goes straight up and straight down, does not spread to the sides. Mishnah hei, chatzatzai me'artzai. What if you added on, you built up a floor in the house? So instead of working, now adding on dividing the floor towards the room towards the ceiling, we're dividing it now down towards the floor. So now you're going to be walking on top of this partition. Tumah bechatzatz. If there's tumah between this elevated floor and the actual ground, even if there is a tefach, kelim shebebayis tameim, the kelim that are in the house are going to be tamei. And the reason is either because it's an oihel aroi, and oihel aroi, as we said in the last Mishnah, does not prevent tumah from leaving, it only prevents tumah from coming in. Another pshat is because it has the status of a bib shehu kamar tachas abayis, a gutter which is dug underneath the house that does not have a tefach, that the tumah goes up into the house as discussed in earlier prukim. Tumah babayis, if there's tumah above this elevated floor, kelim shebechatzatz, the kelim which are underneath this floor, are as follows. Im yesh b'mkayimam tefach al tefach aram tefach, if the area underneath has a space of a tefach, tehirim, then that temporary mechitz will prevent the tumah from going into the partitioned area beneath this elevated floor, v'yim lav, but if that area does not have a tefach by a tefach by a tefach, tameim, the kelim will be tamei if they're underneath, because she'artze shal bayis kamayu ane tohayim, this halacha is, then that partition has the status of the actual karka of the house. And since the upper part of the house is considered tamei, so the eretz, the earth of the house, is also tamei ad hat tohayim, going all the way down to the lowest levels of the ground.